whatever happens will happen, and we have to be as nimble as possible. But hopefully, I mean, we hope and pray we don't get shut down again, because that would be a very hard thing for a lot of businesses to come back from if that happened. So.
Yes, it would, of course. Well, I wish you all the best. Evermore.com for more information and for tickets as well. And Ken Brettschneider, I so much appreciate your time, this insight into the park and into your world. I look forward to making a trip. Now, tell me real quickly before we wrap up, how far from, say, Salt Lake Airport?
So the drive is about a 45-minute drive south on I-15. So you come straight down the freeway. It's about a 45-minute drive. Some people will stay up in Salt Lake if they come and visit, and some people just stay. We have hotels like right across from the park.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Ken. I do need to sign off. Thank you so much again for your time. I look forward to meeting you someday as well.
That's great.
Thank you for listening to Times Like Now. Past episodes can be heard wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Trevor Collins. I can be reached, Trevor@timeslikenow.com. Thank you for original music, J. Cody Robertson. And I do look forward to speaking with you all next time.
You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM. If you're able, please go to kboo.fm/give to make a contribution in support of the critical work of community radio. Thank you.
Andy, whoa, whoa, looks a scream. Hang him on my whoa, whoa, whoa. Andy, whoa, whoa, silver scream. Can't tell them apart at all.
My name's Joseph Gallivan, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is a painter, Kim. His show, Smiles of Planet Earth, in Portland, Oregon, is on now at Gather Make Shelter at Northwest 14th and Kearney in the Pearl. And it's up through Friday, January 28th. Thanks very much for doing Art Focus, Kim.
Thanks for the hospitality.
So, Kim, you're, spell your name, K-H-E-M.
All uppercase, K-H-E-M.
So normally you do a thing called Smiles of Planet Earth.
Yes.
Where you both paint smiles.
Yes.
On things.
Yes.
And you smile at people with your face.
Yes.
Right.
Almost forgot about that part. Thanks for that reminder.
Right. So for this show, you've really honed in on the very, very minimal smile, which is the sort of semicircle facing, you know, like a bowl, that shape, like a container. You're doing it in black acrylic with a big, thick brush on these huge rolls of white paper. And they're in the gallery. They're sort of along, one is along the handrail, one is along the big table that holds all the bowls, and the others are on the walls. So it's very minimal. Let's look at this first one. It's the biggest one as you come in. It's called Go! Exclamation And what grabs me about it is it's a series of smiles. They're ranged in a kind of diagonal, a series of sort of diagonal stripes. So when you walk along the length of it, right to left, they're all in rows looking up at you. But when you walk the other way, they're all spread out, and there doesn't seem to be a pattern. But when you look, it's kind of like stadium seating, you know, or where the one is offset.
Yes.
You know, the one behind the other is offset. So why do you call this Go, for a start? And what is that pattern called?
It's called Go because it was felt to be a motivational piece. And also about, you can go in any direction as long as you go. It's about taking that next step. You know, a lot of us know what the next step is, but we're hesitant to do it. So this one is encouraging people to just go, just take that next step. And it is wonderful that you saw that, you know, in one direction there's order, and the other direction it seems like chaos, because that's life. You know, when you're looking at it from one perspective, when you're in it, it seems like it's disorderly, you can't quite make out what's going on. And then with some perspective, you can see that there was an order to this decision, to these steps that you're taking.
Is that something you've noticed in your life or in everyone's life?
I have noticed that it's definitely a human theme. Maybe a theme for cats and dogs as well, if they reflected on their lives as well. But definitely have heard that from, you know, people who are unafraid, or shouldn't say unafraid, who look at the fear and barrel through it and decide to take that next step. And looking back, they say, oh, that's why that happened. And notice that in the own life too, you know, certain steps that were taken in the moment, you're not really sure why you're doing it. However, you know, you look back at it and you're like, oh, okay, you could see certain things lining up.
When you do a big piece like this, how long do you spend on it in both planning and then execution?
Enjoy drawing out things and putting them on Instagram like it's a curated journal, and may get some ideas from there. When it comes to the bigger pieces, I like to just be in the moment. We'll look at it, maybe touch the paper, and honestly we'll ask, well, what do you want to be? Who are you? And we'll see it in the mind's eye, and we'll do the best to be in the moment and let it pour out of this vessel.
So how many minutes did you spend on this?
10 earth minutes, 10 to 15 earth minutes. Just going in, feeling it, and doing the best to breathe.
This is like the smile, the emoji smile without the eyes. It's a thick semicircle, but you usually start with a heavy load of paint, you know, so that end of the line is rounded. And then when you finish, the brush lifts off as though there's less paint, or as though you pull the brush away and you get that brush, that hair pattern.
Yes.
So either end of the smile, the opposite ends are different. Do you have a pattern of when you're going to go, you know, left to right, or however it's done?
You know, at first tried to do that, attempted to make it more like every other, and realized that it just, that needed to be when it was felt. That needed to be in that moment. It was a wonderful realization to not overthink things, to let the hands go, let the mind be free, and just paint. And it's wild that you bring that up. Thank you for noticing that, because I've tried to incorporate that into everyday life about not overthinking it, just letting it flow.
Yeah, I'm presuming you painted in a diagonal because they alternate in that way. You've got like start on the left, and then the next one starts on the right, and then the next one, I guess you move your arm over.
So I had actually laid it out left to right, let's say where that bookshelf is in the corner, and laid it all the way out to this front desk, and just bent down and started going. And would do the best with the eye to paint and locate perhaps where like the halfway mark on the last smile was,
mm-hmm.
and move it over that way.
So you paint on the floor, like standing over it, like Jackson Pollock?
Just for this one. Learn to save the lower back. Appreciate Jackson Pollock and really fell in love with his work as, you know, early on in this career. Also, I've learned to save the lower back. Prefer to paint upright or on a table, for sure.
I never thought about that. He was probably numbed by alcohol, so he could do that.
Have learned that you don't need to suffer to make art. You can be happy and make art.
Over by the bathroom door on the left side of the room, there's a pair. I presume they go together. The one on the left is called Doors Open, and it's a tall rectangle. It's probably like 6-7 feet high, and you've got maybe 3, 6, 10 smiles going down the left-hand side. There's maybe one horizontal that's missing. You've got a kind of three columns, and there's another column that's mostly missing. So it's kind of like an abacus. There are bits missing, and it's your decision what you've left out. So how does that relate, say, to the title, Doors Open?
These two were done live on Thursday when the show opened. The one on the left that you're speaking about, Doors Open, it's wild that you saw an abacus. That's really dope. Hadn't thought of it that way. It really does now that you're saying that. It had a more geometric style. Walking into it, had an idea about what was the piece was gonna be. The day of, touched the paper with his hand and started painting and realized that this piece wanted to be something else. So started painting this, and the two columns on the left represent that angled door that goes inward. And the thought behind that was that I've noticed that actively smiling has opened a lot of doors, metaphorically and physically, about healing certain wounds that had caused the depression and the suicidal thoughts and the anxiety, personal growth around smiling, seeing that, life is a lot more beautiful than maybe I had first thought it was. And also physically, being able to smile, breathe, be calm in the moment, face life's different phases, in this current phase of experiencing homelessness, being able to smile and face it, and the ups and downs that come with looking for housing in America, specifically Portland right now, and being able to walk through some different doors to be able to accept help, hopefully soon be able to walk into the home, a more stable housing situation.
So you found when you smile a lot, it actually feels good for you, regardless of how people react.
Yes, and scientifically, it does release endorphins in your mind, which help relax the body. And it's not just smiling. It's smiling, it's deep breathing, it's exercising 3 times a week, it's eating right. It's part of a formula that personally works for this person, and have noticed that it causes a ripple effect. When first started actively smiling in Brooklyn, New York of all places, smiling at different people in the neighborhood, all of a sudden they're smiling back. I'm like, oh, okay. And most recently here in Portland, painting the mural at Cooperativa, was looking at it and wondering, does this work? And in that, serendipitously, looked out the window. This woman had a very large grimace on her face. She looked like she was in pain, emotional or physical. And for some reason, she just turned in and looked at the mural, and her whole disposition changed. Her face lightened up, her eyes got really big, the muscles in her face actually relaxed. And now she's taking that emotion, she's taking that energy, she's taking that vibe into the next moment. And wherever she goes, wherever she passes on the street, and that's how it ripples out. The purpose of this art is to make it visually intriguing. It's also functional. I've noticed that it helped with this inner piece, so the goal was to do it in a way where it would help other people find their inner peace.
So your medium is also Instagram, right? You're posting several times a day, and what's the idea of that? Is that just to reach a different audience than people who walk past a mural or a gallery?
Well, it's a couple of different things. I have been on and off Instagram a couple times to understand if it was worth it and realize that, people do check in on this. People see it. It's a part of our lives. The internet, social media is a part of our lives now. And like you said, yes, it is to reach a certain people or a certain group of people that, may not be in Portland at Cooperativa or at Gather Make Shelter at this specific time and space. And also personally, it acts as a curated journal, being able to see if this pattern works. Does this poem work? Does this situation work? And have noticed that by writing and by getting these feelings out, you speak your reality into existence. So by being able to actively write it out and put it up there, it helps this mind bring things to fruition, receive certain things, and holds this guy accountable as well.
The sort of companion piece to the Doors one is called We Are the Journey. And this one looks like Tetris. It's got, well, it's weird Tetris because there's a big missing area and then there's one piece kind of floating on its own, a kind of rogue piece dropping down. And then there's a space at the top with two other pieces. I think of them as gravity pulling them down, lining them up. And then the bottom right corner, there's one missing. So where's that one gone?
That one floating is the one that was there. And the thought behind this is that throughout all the cultures, depending on which part of the world you were born, our ancestors believe that we are life itself. We are life manifest. We are the universe manifest in three-dimensional reality. And this is representative of that. You know, that cornerstone piece that's missing isn't missing. It just decided to go on the journey. And in that journey, it's walking upwards and moving outwards. And the reason the triangles are flipped is because sometimes the journey gets flipped. Sometimes the journey is a lot more chaotic than you thought it was going to be. And the reason there's movement or two more steps outside of that is showing that even though it seems blocked, even though there seems to be not a way through this journey, there is a way through. And it's, again, funny. Appreciate that you would notice the geometric patterns. Like to play with geometric patterns a lot, have noticed a lot in all the indigenous cultures, all the cultures. They all play with geometry in different shapes, in this case the triangle, the right angle triangle, to represent different things that are happening on this planet.
That thought, you know, that concept, does that come before the actual execution?
The title came first, knew, like doors open, that this was a feeling inside and wanted to express it. This one really walked up to it and just started painting. And it really just came out of this vessel.
But the words, they came later.
Oh, the title came first.
No, I mean the explanation of what was going on.
Oh, yeah, the explanation of what was going on, you know, realized it in the midst of it, you know, when, oh, okay, let's not put a smile on the corner. Oh, okay, that's the smile that's supposed to go here. Oh, okay, that's the smile that's continuing on. There's steps. It's the first step is actually a blank space. That's the nothing, the void. The second step is the manifestation into the space. The third step is the moving through. The fourth step is the ascension, the transcendence. And it came while painting and non-verbally and being able to explain it using English came afterwards. And this giant blank wall right here will be painted live on Friday, January 28th.
So there's a sign on the restroom door. It's a smile and it says, in cursive, it says restroom. Is it genderless?
Yeah, genderless. Yeah. We're genderless. We all have smiles. Does it really matter what bits and pieces you have to use the restroom? You just need to know where the restroom is.
I met you when you were working on the mural at the what they call the village by the Moda Center. It's called like the BIPOC village.
Yeah, right now I believe it's called the Olga Northwest BIPOC shelter, yes.
Okay, so it's like a collection of tiny homes, you know, for people who are homeless. They get off the street, they live in these little cabin things.
8 by 8 by 8 feet high, made of plastic.
And there's a central bathroom area. So it's kind of like a step up from living in a tent.
Yes.
A big step up really, because it's supposed to be safer and there's a fence.
Yes.
So around on the fence, you all painted this mural in green, purple, blue, a lot of bright colors. I mean, that part of town's pretty drab. So anyway, you were there, and when I met you, you were like on the verge of getting an apartment.
Yes.
How did that work out?
Well, still living there.
You are still living there?
Yes, so that lets you know what happened with that. And that's part of it. You know, anybody who's ever searched for an apartment in a major US city knows that it can turn into, you're competing with other people to find housing, which is wild in this mind to think about. And sometimes things happen that are outside of your control. Have learned to reflect in that moment, to understand, okay, what's happening? What can be learned from this? Where do we go now? And part of that is the smiling and the deep breathing, being able to see other opportunities and be open to help even when people can't help, and being able to pick yourself back up when promises are unkept and understand what you can do. And one of the beautiful things that's come out of this situation is a better understanding of how the shelter system works, how the public housing system works, and how the private housing system works. Yeah. Specifically in Portland, however, there are, it's themes throughout America. Yeah, we'll just leave it. Those are the facts. We'll leave it at the facts.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you're still painting and you're still looking.
Yep, still painting, still looking, still being positive about it, still being open about it, still open to receiving help, and here for it. Nowhere else can be.
Dana Lynn Lewis, who runs this space, started Gather Make Shelter with a kind of thing where, you know, ceramic artists made bowls. Homeless people were paid to paint them, and then the bowls were sold, and then the money was donated to charities of their choice, which is an interesting model, you know, getting paid instead of like not knowing what you, how much money you're gonna get. You've decorated a bunch of bowls with your black semicircle smiles. Some of them are big, you know, some of them are small and textured. So what's it like working on this three-dimensional surface?
It's really awesome. There's a lovely change of pace from going from painting, you know, murals on flat surfaces to working with texture, seeing what the ceramic artists did when they threw the bowls. Did they leave a certain texture or pattern within the bowl to play off of, or did they leave it blank for the art, for the painter? And it's also wonderful to collaborate, knowing that personally I haven't met all the ceramic artists just yet, but it still is a collaboration. And also have a lot of experience working in 3D. These smiles are actually built out in larger wood sculptures and using found items at a certain point. So it was great to be able to do that again too.
So you used to work in 3D sculpture, right?
Yes.
And show me the tattoo on your finger again. So it's a smile with kind of a cheek mark on one side and then three lines going up. What is that?
That was the original marker. It comes from the thought of our two eyes and then the mind's eye. And originally, while smiling, had realized that all three eyes became clear and was able to be present in the moment and see and observe. And that's really what meditation is about. It's about being present and observing.
So you simplified it by, you know, taking the eyes off, basically. Yes. But does that image on your finger, I mean, that looks familiar. It looks like a petroglyph, or it looks like a Keith Haring kind of thing. Is that a known image that you would see somewhere else in a book or on
a wall? This came out of this vessel. Saw it, knew that this represented what was being experienced at that time, you know, in Brooklyn and throughout the travels in America, and some in South America and in Canada, and realized that was the best way to express it. And after making sculptures and TV shows out of it and t-shirts and all the different things, you know, you work through this art and you're saying, okay, this isn't working the way you want it to work. Some people get it, some people don't. And the point is for it to be universal, for it to be grasped, and also for it to be grasped without explanation. You know, was in Charlotte, North Carolina, had built a sculpture, and had met a friend, George. And George got around on an automatic wheelchair. And when he was moving around and was looking at the sculpture, some people were able to get inside the sculpture that was built, and he was not. and realize in that moment that that wasn't right and that the art should be accessible to everybody. So, you know, have met some friends who are blind. This doesn't pertain to them in the same way that we're looking at each other right now. Let's make an adjustment. Let's simplify. Everybody smiles. Kids smile, adults smile, pit bulls smile. You know, get it, got it good. Let's move on, let's do this. And it's been working.
Well, what did you do for blind people? Did you make a 3D version?
That's coming next. Well, just the thought about not everybody uses their eyes. Not everybody uses these two same eyes the same way. Everybody utilizes the smile that same way. But to answer your question, yes. The next step out of this is developing wood or clay sculptures that are big smiles, because there is something about interacting with a dimensional piece in that way. It brings in the fourth dimension, which is time, and being able to walk around it and experience it, step through it, touch it, feel it. And that those are different things that everybody can appreciate as well.
So, you know, like on the local news, you'll often see a little segment, you know, like every 5 years, laughing therapy. So they're doing laughing therapy so they feel better. Or you might see a thing about hugging, you know, hugging is good for you. You can pay someone to hug you. And you see these things and you go, oh, that's good. And then you forget about it because nobody does that every day. But is this smile thing actually doable? You know, you can, it's portable, it's not much effort, and there are instant results.
Yeah, you don't have to pay anybody for, if you want to come down and pay for a painting so you have a reminder to smile every day, yeah, please come through. Happy to sell you some. Simultaneously, the thought is that you can do it anywhere. You can do it at any time. Personally, I like to wake up first thing in the morning, smile at the sunlight, do some affirmations while the brain is still in that theta mode, while it's still adjusting into this reality, while the subconscious is really open and accepting to things, and step into the day like that and greet the day like that. Scientifically, smiling releases certain endorphins in your mind, so you actually trick yourself into being happy. And personally have noticed that while smiling, taking the pause to smile, all of a sudden that pause becomes breathing. All of a sudden can better observe the situation at hand and find a solution, whatever that next step may be. And knew that while doing this, that it is accessible, that anybody can do it. And that was a thought behind it as well, that everybody can do it. And there is no barrier to entry to it.
What do you do when somebody gives you a weird look, like, what are you smiling at kind of look?
You know, outside perception isn't this person's business. You know, I have enough business to witness with these three eyes. And there's enough to experience in this life that can't spend the time and energy worrying about what other people think. Also have noticed that in conflict situations, being able to wear a smile on your face, being able to do that deep breathing, all of a sudden the options to resolve that conflict become more apparent. Whether it is talking it through or whether it is removing the self from the situation.
And what about masks? Everyone's hiding their smiles behind masks.
That has been a wonderful byproduct of this situation. When first started painting these, it was before COVID, it was before the mask situation, and realized when we started putting on masks how much this person was missing seeing faces, and realized like, oh, these smiles that are painted are satisfying that need. And when it comes to actually being outside and smiling, you can see in the eyes, you can see in the cheekbones, and people have noticed when smiling at them, we'll just be smiling, maybe not even a particular person, and have noticed that through this mask, people are smiling back. And now they're taking that to the next situation, to their moment, and to wherever they need to go. And that's beautiful too.
My name's Joseph Gallivan. You've been listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week was Kem. His show paintings Smiles of Planet Earth in Portland, Oregon is on now at Gather Make Shelter at Northwest 14th Avenue and Kearney through Friday, January 28th. And there is a live painting showing at 6 p.m. on the 28th. Thanks very much for doing Art Focus, Kem.
Thanks for the hospitality.
Andy Warhol looks a scream. Hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all.
Bienvenidos a un breve informativo en su estación comunitaria KBOO 90.7 FM. Hoy martes 25 de enero del 2022.